And then we're going to have a special treat. I put Rabbi Maevsky on the spot. I came in here, and this morning I told him on the spot, I told him you're going to speak today, because I didn't prepare anything.
So we're going to kill us again?
No, I mean, I have no intention of talking about
it. Okay, let me just tell you, we now come to Nechama. Baruch Hashem, Tisha B'Av is past, and now we come to the days of Nechama. Nachamu, Nachamu Ani. Okay, all the hotels are opening up. So he actually has here, right? Tesner has a whole chapter here. Okay, you've touched on a very sensitive topic.
Do
you know there's a whole section of literature on the halachas of fasting 2 days Tisha B'Av? Sveika D'Yoma? 9 and 10.
I read there was
Yom Kippur, not Tisha B'Av.
He was fasted the whole day. And no Ravavim. Fasted both days, and I think it was Shulban Levi fasted only the night of death. He said he didn't have a correct fast.
So there are different hogging there. I mean, hogging, you fast that. First, you eat at night. That's one thing. You finish the tainus of the ninth, and you eat. Then in the morning, you start like a regular tainus. You start again.
But you take a break.
You take a break at night. You take a break at night. Like the 10th, you would fast, but you would not fast 24 hours. When Tisha B'Av is over, so you eat, you have 12 hours, 12 shows manios, and then in the morning you start fasting again. And this seems to be, used to be a popular custom. They would fast the whole day, and they would even lay on Nei, they would say Aneinu, and they would lay in Vayichal. Serious business. And then that became too difficult. That's right. And then they would just fast for a half a day. Some had a minute to fast a half a day. Okay, but we don't do this anymore. Obviously, this is
color war breaks.
That's color war breaks.
Where the guy came, it was the end of Yom Kippur. They dressed the guy up as a big river.
And the Tisha B'Av.
Made a mistake in the calendar. The Tisha B'Av is tomorrow.
They did that in camp. They played. Yeah. They came in. They started playing music or whatever it is. It was Shabbos. They didn't realize it was Shabbos was over already an hour.
Here they came in. They said that we made a mistake in the calendar,
right.
And Yom Kippur and Shabbos is tomorrow. So we can't, we're not going to eat anymore. We're fasting for the second day.
The winners are the winners, and the losers are the losers. All right, let us just discuss one quick idea. This week we begin the Shiva de Nechemta, the seven haftaros of Nechama. And the Shiva de Nechemta have a unique simen. The simen is New Arkash. Sounds like New York. New Arkash. Nun stands for Nachamu Nachamu Ami. The Vav stands for, the Nu has a Vav, Vatoymer Tzioin Azovani Hashem. The Ayin stands for Aniyos Soyara. And the Aleph of Arkash stands for Anochi Anochi Anachemchem. The Reish stands for Roni Akora. Kuf stands for Kumi Oiri. And the Shin stands for Sois Osis. So there's one very beautiful popular word from the Avudraham. Avudraham is coming to answer the question. Once, since Chazal tells us the entire Yeshaya from beginning to end is called Nechemta, even though from our understanding about only half of Yeshaya is Nechama, starting from Perik Mem, but the first half of Yeshaya, most of Berg Yeshaya is Toichacha, are very harsh words of Musa. In fact, we actually lay in Yeshaya Shabbos Chazon. Chazon Yeshaya is one of the harshest words of Musa from Yeshaya. And the answer is, the Chazal mean Roiv, the majority, or they mean that really in the Musa there are hidden blessings. The Musa of Yeshaya has a softness. But the question is, since we're going to lay in from Yeshaya 7 weeks of Nechama, why don't we already lay in them in order? These haftaros, I don't have all the details in front of me, but you go look at the haftaros when you look at the Shabbos, they're not in order. they go run back and forth. What's the just? Why don't we stick to the program? Every week we should proceed from one nechama to the next. Go straight, sequential order. So the answer is because these seven nechamos are really a conversation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. The first words, this is what the Avud Rahm says. The first words of the Shivud Nechemta is a conversation. Hashem says, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. Now, by the way, this does not say Hisnachamu. Hisnachamu means, may my nation find comfort. May they be comforted. That's not what it means. Nachamu is an instruction. Go and offer words of comfort. Who is Hashem speaking to in this week's Haftarah? Nachamu, Nachamu, to the Nevi'im. Again, it's not Hisnachamu. If it would say Hisnachamu Ami, that would mean Hashem is the speaker, my nation should find comfort. Does not say that. Hashem says, you, the Nevi'im, the prophets, you go and offer words of comfort to my nation. Klal Yisrael, so the prophets come, and the prophets say, we have been sent by the Ribbono Shel Olam to give you words of comfort. The Klal Yisrael responds the second Haftarah of Atoymer Tzion Azavani Hashem. We're not interested. The second Haftarah is the response to Nachamu Nachamu Ami. Thank you, but no thank you. Too little, too late. You, the Nevi'im, you're coming to give us comfort. Tzion says, Tzion Klal Yisrael responds to the prophets, we don't want to hear from you any nechama. Azavani v'atoymer, Tzion, Tzion says, Azavani, Hashem, Hashem has abandoned me. So, the third week of the Shiva
d'Nechemta. Why is it a comfort?
It's not. Exactly. It's a conversation. We have a conversation. Let's see what happens. Let's go through the conversation. It's a beautiful vart. It's a beautiful vart to keep you focused all 7 weeks from now until Rosh Hashanah. Until Rosh Hashanah, the Shiva Nechem, there are 7 weeks to Rosh Hashanah. To keep you focused. The first week, Hashem tells the prophets, go offer words of comfort to my nation. The second week, the Klal Yisrael, they're listening to the comfort from the prophets. The prophets are knocking on the door. No. You can go back where you came from. We're not interested in hearing more comfort from you. V'atoymer Tzion. Tzion says, Azovani Hashem. The words of comfort are worthless. Hashem has abandoned us. There's nothing you can possibly say that will give us comfort. We then come to the third week of the Shivdei Nechemta. The Nevi'im go back to Hashem and they say, Ribbono Shel Olam, we have failed in our mission. You sent us to offer comfort to your nation. They don't want to accept it. Third week, the words are, Ania Soyara, Lo Nuchama. They are a poor woman who has been tormented, that refuses to accept words of comfort. The third week of the Shiva d'Nechemta is the response of the prophets to the Ribbono Shel Olam, recognizing that they have failed in their mission. So what happens week four? Hashem says, we got a problem. we got a problem. I sent the prophets, they came back, and the answer was no. So you know what? I'll go myself. Anochi, Anochi, Hu Menachemchem. I myself will go and offer words of comfort to Klal Yisrael. Week four. Week five. Week five is Hashem speaks. Roni Akara, what's the next words?
Lo Yolada.
Hashem speaks. Sing. Hashem is the speaker. It's not Nachamu Nachamu Ami. You do it. Hashem speaks. Sing the Akara. Roni Akama.
Lo Yolada.
The Akara Lo Yolada. Roni, I want you to sing. I want you to break out of your depression, of your state of tsar.
Rabbi Bernstein has an interesting paper from London.
Yeah.
He says that Roni Akara Lo Yolada, what it actually means is those of everybody lost their whole families, people were destroyed, they lost people. So those of you who were barren, who didn't have any children, the childless couples, you could be happy. You didn't lose any children. Roni Akara, you should sing. Uh-huh. Because you never had any children, so you didn't lose anybody.
Wow. Scary part.
Right.
But everyone else, that's exactly what this is coming to hint to. And then, finally, in week seven, In week 7, Klal Yisrael accepts. I'm sorry. I'm 6. Rani Akara. Kumi in 2 weeks. Hashem is double. It's a double Nachamach. The Shmaya Chu Nachamu. Remember, what was the beginning? Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. Double. A double Nachamah. A double Nachamah. So Hashem, 2 weeks in a row. 2 weeks in a row, I told my prophets, Nachamu, Nachamu, give them a double dosage of Nechama. A double. There's a lot of Midrashim. What is a double dosage? The Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni, the Yushlaim Shalmaili, Yushlaim Shalmata, whatever it means, double dosage. So here for 2 weeks in a row, Hashem is the speaker. Hashem says, Rani Akarlo Yolodo, Kumi Oiri, what does the Pasuk say? Kivoy Reich, rise up.
That's and four, right?
That's 5 and 6.
The first one was
5 and 6 is the prophets Nachmu Nachmu Ami. The second week is the prophets come to Klal. The prophets are rejected.
Right.
Are rejected. Week number three, the prophets report back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. They don't want to accept it. Week number four. Hashem says, number four, I'm going to do it.
And what is the lesson
there? Anochi, Anochi. Anochi, Anochi, hu menachemchem. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Week number 5 and 6, okay. Hashem does it. Rani Akara, Kumi Oiri. Hashem does it. And week number 7, Klal Yisrael accepts. Soist osis, I. Soist osis. What's the word? No, it's not what it says. Sois osis bos. Sois osis bahashem. Sois osis bahashem. Sois osis bahashem. I, osis, I rejoice in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The speaker is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is the speaker, and Klal Yisrael says, I indeed rejoice in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a beautiful classic word from the Avud Ruham that guides us through the Shiva de Nechem. Let's review. The Shiva de Nechem. What?
3 in a row for the Ebishta?
No, 2 in a row. Let's review. Okay, what?
4 and 5. Who says
5? Who? Let's review. I'm getting confused. Let's review. Okay, let's start at number 1. Okay, now we got the idea. We can break it down. Everyone can memorize it. There are 7 weeks of Nechama from this week up until Rosh Hashanah. Shiva Dinechemta. Shiva Dinechemta, in the view of the Avud Raham, one of the early Achronim, is a conversation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. There's a process of Nechama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sends the prophets. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. Hashem is speaking. He's telling the word Nachamu means you, the prophets, go and provide comfort to my nation. Nachamu, Nachamu is double. Provide for them a double dosage of comfort. Then what happens? The prophets, week number 2, the prophets go. And the prophets come to Klal Yisrael. They come knocking on the door. And Klal Yisrael says, I know why you're coming. You're coming to give us comfort. Go away. Because Vatoymer Tzion, Tzion responds to the prophets, Azovani Hashem. We're not interested. Hashem has abandoned us. There's nothing you can possibly say that will give us comfort. So go away. Week what?
Yes, but I knew you missed. I opened up with you. You didn't say one of those. Like you missed from myself.
What?
You didn't mention one of those.
Which of Torah?
Right,
two. Nacha. Okay. Nachamu. Nachamu, Nachamu. Again, give. Keep track. Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. Hashem is asking to provide the Nevi'im a double comfort. The week number 2, the prophets come to Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael says, go away. Vatoymer Tzion, Azovani Hashem. Week number 3, the prophets report back. The prophets are reporting back to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the prophets say, Ribbono Shel Olam, Aniya So'ara Lo Nuchama. Your nation is an Aniya So'ara, they are distraught. They are a poor woman who is distraught. Lo Nuchama. They refuse to accept your words of comfort. So week number 4, Hashem says, if that's the case, Anochi, Anochi, Menachemchem. I will go and provide the comfort. week number 5 and number 6. 5 and 6. Hashem provides double dosage of nechama. Rania kara lo yolada. Hashem is the speaker. You, the akara, shall sing. The akara shall lo yolada should bring forth shouts of joy. And also, week number 6, kumi oiri. Kiva kumi oiri, rise up. Kumi Kumi oiri. What is the words of the words of the pasuk? Kumi. Kichvod Hashem alayich yizrach. Zorach. Hashem is the speaker. This is the second dosage of nechama. And finally, in week number 7, Klal Yisrael accepts the nechama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where they say, Sos osis ba Hashem. I shall rejoice in the Ribbono Shel Olam.
Three in a row.
No, no. Klal Yisrael says Sos osis. What?
Week 4.
Anochi Anochi.
Who's that?
Hashem.
And week 5 and 6.
Hashem.
That's...
Oh, so you mean Hashem? But Hashem is not giving this, not speaking. Hashem is saying what he's going to do. Week number 4, Hashem says, "I will go do it myself." Week number 5 and 6 is where Hashem does it.
Thank you.
And week number 7 is where Klal Yisrael accepts it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So the Shiva, the Nechemta, is a conversation. There is a sequence. There's logic that is put. There's thought that has gone into it. Answers the question why the words of comfort are not in sequential order. These are all parshios and sefer Yeshaya, so we should put all the, we should do the nechama in order. The answer is no, it's bedavka, not in order, in order to make it into a conversation with Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. The Farsh said one thing very, very important. They say that these haftaras are more chomor than the haftaras of the entire year, for one very simple reason. The whole year, me'ikar hadin, you can lay whatever you want. It's like a rabbi's sermon. It used to be in ancient times, there was no set haftarah. The rabbi decided what we're going to read. He looked at the New York Times, he saw current events, and he then, in his infinite knowledge, knowledge of Tanakh, what would be relevant to this article in the New York Times on the front cover? What are current events? Well, I think that this chapter in Yechezkel, Perek Zayin, is perfect. Fits current events. So, you tell the Balkari the night before, tomorrow we're going to lay in Perek Zayin. The rabbi reads the newspaper, Shabbos morning, gets delivered, he sees there's something new. He goes and he tells the Galkara right before he gets up, you know, change the plan. Change the plan, let's do Yeshaya, Perek, Zayin. Let's change the plan. This was the way it was in ancient times. The rabbi selected the Haftarah based upon current events. That's how it was. That's how it was. Go look. That's what it says. However, even in from the earliest time, he was not allowed to change the haftarah during the Shiva de Nechemta.
Right.
The Shiva de Nechemta were etched in stone, and you don't deviate.
Even if you have multiple kodesh.
The three of Puranas also. The three Puranas also. And the two. There's really 12.
Right.
There's three Shtlosa de Paranusa. Three of the 3 weeks that we lay in, two from Yirmiyah and one from Yeshaya, that leads up the 3 weeks. Then the Shiva de Nechemta, and then the 2 weeks between Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Shabbat Shuvah, those 2 weeks are Tiyuvta. Tiyuvta means to do. We have the Targum, and we learn Eicha, that word Tiyuvta. Oh. So that's the machloikis between the Mechaber and the Ramah. What happened? That Machadish. What happens? The big Shuvah, then the two of Tiyuvta, which we do for Tshuva. Two different Shuvah, Yisrael Hashem Elokecha. And there's another one I forgot. There are two then that you do to do Tshuva. So then there's a very big machloikis, Ashkenazim. So this is the big Shiloh. What happens when it's Rosh Chodesh? When Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos? So machloikis, the Svardim and the Ashkenazim. If the laftar of Chodesh has kedima over the Shiva de Nechemta, the Svardim hold it does. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah Ashkenazim it does not. Does not. The only nafkamin is that today, where we don't lane, that if you're in a shul that does not lane from a klaf, to learn from a regular chumash, and many, not all, have the minhag that you read the haftarah of the shiva, the nechemta, and you read the pasuk, the first pasuk and the last pasuk from Hashemayim Kisi.
They're saying also that the Hashemayim Kisi comes from Yeshaya anyhow.
Oh, it's another answer. That's Yeshaya. Very good, right? Some say that since it's coming from Yeshaya, Yeshaya is called the Nechemta, so learning Hashemayim Kisi, learning the Haftarah for Rosh Chodesh is equivalent to one of the Haftarahs of Nechama. That is the meaning of the Sfaradim. Ashkenazim do not. Ashkenazim will learn Shiva de Nechemta. And if you're learning from Klaf, you're not allowed to take out another Klaf. If you're learning from Klaf, then you only can learn Shiva de Nechemta. You cannot turn. You're not allowed to learn to go to Hashemayim Kisi. So that would be an afkamina. What? Going backwards, well, you have to be mafsik to be golel. So then only if you're learning from a chumash, then you can do it. And some say you should do, some say you shouldn't do it, because whatever you do with the chumash in parallel with the klaf, some do, some don't. Okay, so this is a very beautiful classic vart, and now I hand over the microphone to our very own Rabbi Mayevsky, please.